Okay, for the past few weeks, I've been looking at Proverbs 2, 6 through 8, and we've been seeing that there are different verbs that link up God with his wisdom and what he does with this wisdom in relation to us. We saw first that the Lord gives wisdom, and the ultimate way he gives wisdom is when he gave his only begotten Son, who is wisdom. And then we saw he stores up wisdom, and we saw the ultimate way he stores up wisdom is through the Holy Spirit, who again is wisdom, and he lives inside the believer. And then he shields and he guards, and then lastly he preserves the way of his godly one. And this last one, the word preserves, kind of struck me. It made me think of my Grandma Rose cooking. She was a great cook. I mean, everything she cooked was great. But she made really good strawberry preserves or strawberry jam. And it was so good. You could take just an ordinary piece of toast with butter. I mean, you know, nothing special. But when you spread some of those strawberry preserves on it, it turned it into a delicacy. I mean, it was great. And, well, what are strawberry preserves? Well, what they do is, I don't exactly know how she made them. I assume she heated them up, she cooked them, and added probably a ton of sugar, I'm guessing, which is what made them so good. But, and then what happens is they're preserved. The strawberries are kept from getting bad. And that is kind of the idea that I have in my head of what the Lord does with us. Is he preserves us with wisdom. He keeps us from going bad. And it says the ways of his godly one. So again, like I've mentioned with some of the past ones, you know, there's something that we do on our part. It's like in sanctification, you know, salvation is all God, 100% God. Sanctification is known to be this cooperative effort where we work with the Spirit what we do on our part is we are just simply obedient. We obey God. We read his word. We read, you know, what he expects of us, and then we try our very best to live in accordance to that. And so that's why before, you know, I talked about walking in integrity and being upright, and here we're talking about the way of his godly ones. So in each of these different ways that the Lord uses wisdom in our lives, he does it through our obedience. I mean, he has an infinite supply of wisdom, you know, and he wants to give us this wisdom and store it up in us and to shield us with it and to guard us and preserve us, to keep us from going bad. But it takes obedience and it takes submission. You know, probably even before the obediences, we've got to submit ourselves to his will. And it can be a daily thing, you know, where we say, Lord, I submit myself to you. I release all of me that I have, all my selfishness, and, you know, what is it that you want of me? And then he gives us this wisdom, and this wisdom preserves us. It's like he offers up a giant jar of wisdom preserves for us that we can spread all over our lives. We can spread all over every aspect of it, whether we're dealing with finances, we're dealing with relationships, with our kids, with our spouses, with, you know, whatever. We can be preserved. We can be kept from going bad, going back to maybe some of our old ways of how we used to act before the Lord intervened into our lives. So I guess my call to action for all of this whole section that's closing with the Lord giving wisdom and storing wisdom and shielding us and guarding us and preserving us is to just submit to God, acknowledge his will, and then read what his will is in his word, and just be obedient to that.